KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
St. Jersey's ratepayers say the municipality's proposed tariff hikes are simply unaffordable. The city's requested a 36% increase for electricity costs, 13% for water and sanitation, and 7% for refuse removal. Community members, businesses, and municipal officials have been invited to a meeting at the Pietermaritzburg City Hall this afternoon to share their thoughts and concerns. Anthony Walthausen is with the St. Jersey Association of Residents, Ratepayers and Civics. He says the proposed increases for the new financial year don't make sense.
They haven't actually collected a refuse yet for the past 3 weeks at the moment, and you still have a resident sitting with two loads of refuse for the past 2 weeks. The ongoing outages we experience from water and electricity, and it's continuously everywhere in Pietermaritzburg, you will find water and electricity outages on an ongoing basis because of the reason is that they aren't repairing and maintaining this infrastructure.
The meeting is scheduled to get underway at 5 p.m. Now, the KZN Parents Association says concern is growing over an outbreak of hand, foot and mouth disease in eThekwini. Some parents are worried about sending their children to school.
Look, I think we're a bit worried because it appears to be happening at schools in the north of Durban. I think it was in the Phoenix area that I first learned about the outbreak. The disease is, of course, cause for concern for all parents. In the school, you've got a couple of hundred children, very small or close proximity. So it becomes a bit of a nightmare for schools.
The association's V. Ghani has been sharing his thoughts after several cases were picked up in various schools in Durban. KZN Health says the disease is a common viral infection that mainly affects infants and children. Ghani's urged parents to act immediately if their children show any symptoms.
Don't send your child to school. Rather, get your child through to a medical practitioner so that you can ascertain exactly what it is that your child has got. Because there's two things that are happening here. If your child is sick and you send your child to school, the chances of your child, whatever it is, you know, the risk is high on the other kids. Rather, go through to the medical practitioner, get a proper diagnosis.
Health officials last week confirmed 6 cases in primary schools and daycare centres in Phoenix, Greenwood Park and Umhlanga. They say with the number rising to 117 now, officials have been dispatched to screen facilities. Further afield, and the M23 rebels have seized control of another key city in the eastern DRC. Fighters and Rwandan troops made their way into the centre of Bukavu yesterday, days after Congolese armed forces abandoned their posts and fled. The fall of the city gives the M23 total control of Lake Kivu following its capture of Goma last month. Growing international calls have been made for Rwanda to end its military backing for the rebels. It's denied that its troops are in the DRC. At a summit in Addis Ababa over the weekend, the African Union warned that the strife-torn country could break up. Durban and Maritzburg reaching a high of 29 degrees today. Richards Bay 32. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sports, Tottenham boss Ange Postecoglou hopes their 1-0 victory over Man United is a turning point for their season. We'll take a look at the upcoming Nedbank Cup quarterfinals draw, and we'll also hear from Sharks coach or assistant coach Dave Williams following that bonus point victory against the Vodacom Blue Bulls.